to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
She's babies. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, wait. She was.
And on that note,
Farda.
Hi.
Look.
I'm looking.
This is our holiday. Mm. Right? We are off.
Yeah. Ow.
Technically.
Ow.
Yeah, no, you're the only one.
You are the only one.
You're
the only one who's actually at work.
Who said I don't celebrate Christmas? That's your guys' problem.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
Where Shebeshit was supposed to fight.
Now he's fighting prisoner number.
So seeing as though we are offline, because technically, you know, we're supposed to be doing our last Christmas. Pelakausan is Christmas Day.
Mm.
Okay.
Santa Claus is coming into our houses tonight.
Is he really?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So, Farida, seeing as though you are not working.
Yes.
I mean, the only one working.
Okay.
Yeah. Today, the show is yours.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Welcome, cheese babies, to the Christmas episode. Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh.
We made it to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
We made it to Christmas. This is the second Christmas with you guys.
Alhamdulillah.
We don't do that.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You don't want me to fight with the Muslim community.
Mm. It's crazy that you have two samosas on your Christmas.
Yeah, carry on.
If you're going to make me head of this show, you're going to respect me and my religion.
Because okay.
I have respected you
throughout
walking on water and such. So I will expect the same when it comes to the samosa.
All right.
What is today? Jesus was walking on like ice or something. The whole time was like this.
Because of the North Pole.
The water. They didn't say how shallow that water was.
Woman.
Welcome all your yes.
Please take your show.
Let me take back the reins. Like the reindeer I am. To my left, your right, have Father Christ. This suit is a crime. Because you can't compete with the snow we don't have.
Oh,
yeah. Pop up smoothie bunny on your right. That's all I have to give to you. Doing the TV dance. And it's really creepy.
It looks like when the TV is looking for a signal.
This is a 1980s open time.
Looks like a gay zebra. It calls itself zebra.
Yeah. And on my right, your left.
He looks like Santa's uncle.
This is a very interesting fit you have, Titi. You've got socks, slops, board shorts, a Christmas Darth Vader.
Rice.
And a Christmas head. What inspired this look?
No laundry.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
You're also almost having all your clothes taken from you as well.
What's going on, dog?
Yeah. My brother, this look was inspired by the spirit of happiness.
You look like a villain on an Ice Cube movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's the scariest one.
He does.
He does.
Oh. You look like the Hood Grinch.
On like holiday, he
didn't make it because he was too tall.
Alpheus.
Yeah.
The tallest elf ever.
No.
It's a holiday look. It's a holiday look.
I like it.
It's a look, all right.
It's very interesting.
It's a look.
Very interesting. Talking about looks, Tabiso is at the back.
His
reindeer horns.
And
a rugby shirt.
Come on. Just says, with a springbok.
We are in the family.
No, it's a reindeer.
You look like Bambi's mom when she was still pregnant with him.
Jeez.
Bambi didn't have a mom.
Jeez.
You look so like the Grinch's unemployed uncle.
Because his nose is also on his neck.
You look like you're the reason why Father Christmas thing won't go up.
How about he's on strike?
Let's go.
Amina, don't move too much. Other people have epilepsy.
Talking about that. Shandra is looking very unstable at the back. How are you, Father Abraham?
I am fine. I'm doing well.
Shandra looks like the Easter bunny.
The Easter bunny.
Yes.
Say it slower.
What do you mean, say it's Noah?
He looks like DJ Khaled.
Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
We eat a bread.
He looks like Shook Morning.
Shook Morning.
Shook Morning.
Last they said he's sugar nights. Oh, they keep coming.
Shook Morning.
So, guys, today's our Christmas episode. Yeah. I want to hear from you guys, seeing as I don't celebrate Christmas as you guys say.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the Christmas traditions that are expected on the morning of or the night before? Christmas Eve leading into Christmas Day. What were your households looking like as children? What were you excited for? What was the thing that was like, yeah, today ki Christmas?
Yo.
We'll start with you, Pops.
I don't know about you guys, but I believed in everything about Christmas. Because I grew up in like the golden era of Christmas. Because I used to do a lot of traveling through town via school. I used to decorate all the streets in town with Christmas lights and...
With those, like, those lights on the top.
Yes, by the electric what?
You know what I mean? SABC was really big on doing like Christmas songs and carols and the continue to presenters and playing Christmas movies. And like Christmas was a big deal for us, right? As kids. And... our parents also played into this whole narrative of Santa's coming, leave him a coffee and a biscuit.
Was he the black Santa?
They never disclosed his
color. Oh, okay.
I was just suspicious because I was like, is this nigga coming to the hood? Also, we don't have a chimney. Oh, can I show
up?
Can I go do a ventilator?
How's this guy going to enter, bro? But I loved that whole narrative. And I think that's a tradition we kind of carried over. Myself, my brother, his kids. We kind of played into it until they didn't believe us anymore. Mm. I think what was a giveaway for me once at Imani's creche when Father Christmas greeted me.
Oh.
And he said, oh, sure, Bobza.
Imani looked at how does Santa know your name?
This is suspicious.
Cooper picture now.
Yeah, man. Santa's a fan of you.
Can I sit on your lap?
He said he has Netflix, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the North Pole.
Yeah, bro. But for us, man, it's... I think we kind of try... as much as everyone is... of age when, we have no more babies in the family. But we kind of just like try and celebrate it as much as we can. You know, my brother does this Santa Claus act where he gets everyone to open their gifts. And it's beautiful, man. It's like it's a nice tradition. What's tricky, and I think everyone will kind of jump into it when they talk about it, is deciding whose house we're doing it. Who must bear the burden of cooking, entertaining, what? And I think with a lot of families, it gets complicated during that time.
Mm.
You know, things like contributions, cooking, who does what, how long do people stay? Sometimes you'll throw a Christmas party, people will be there till New Year's Day. You know, it's a lot.
Mm.
People don't leave, bro.
Yeah, so back in the day, it was nice. I'll say this. Christmas was much more fun when I was a kid versus being an adult. Yo, now it's a...
can imagine.
It's a bit of a stress, bro.
Costly. Yeah.
It's costly. It's costly. Time consuming. You're going to see us all day scrambling and whatnot. Just days before, trying to buy gifts. And especially today. What if today's the last day before Christmas?
Mm.
There are people trying to fulfill Santa's list today.
Yeah.
You know, that Christmas tree, when it's looking at 227, still lighting, man. Someone must take me down.
For you guys, it's nice. I only had a Christmas for, I think, until I was like 8 or 9.
Oh, Jehovah's Witness, no birthday, no Christmas.
So that's what I'm saying. So I had a Christmas, because we were like Christian, Roman Catholic. And then 8 years old from there, it was just, welcome to Jehovah. And then it was...
I thought it was just birthdays.
No, you can only celebrate your anniversary with a party.
A wedding anniversary.
Marriage was celebrated.
That is
nothing
hectic.
Else. Everything was...
You couldn't even slap Easter eggs, what?
No, they were just like, Jesus wasn't even born on this day.
Yeah.
Everything is a lie. This is a pagan holiday.
Jehovah's Witness, you don't celebrate Christmas,
so
birthdays.
Strict.
Nothing.
You guys don't celebrate nothing.
Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
They only celebrate
New Year's Day.
The door.
Yes.
Nothing. New Year's, it was dead at my house. Christmas, it was dead at my house. And I can like remember those Christmases when you would wake up and you'd smell that onion and the masala being, you know, that's when the curry started. And that smell would just go through the house. And that
I would have ran away from home, bro.
The only thing was nice was when Christmas was on a Sunday, and then they would be like, I mean, we have to cook.
It's a Sunday.
Or then they cook extra nice stuff.
Then they just cook extra, but
trick Jesus.
It's not that we are celebrating your birthday.
We're not.
Not. It's just a Sunday.
Adi.
And they had a special on Game On.
So that was, it's a bad one.
What was Christmas like in Barberton?
I would have run away from home, Sean. Just putting
it
out.
If it was in Barberton.
No. Well, yes, that.
Yes, that is.
No, but if I grew up like Sean.
It's sad.
Ah, but I would have grown up at my friends' houses.
Were you ever allowed to visit people?
I would have conveniently left.
Yes, okay. That's why I was always like never home. Always
Okay. Yeah, I think that would have.
Yeah.
Yo, hi. Christmas is
terrible. Yeah.
And as an adult, you can't enjoy it the way as a kid. I had a tub such a jump. Yo, I would have been like, no. Mm. I would have been one of those kids.
What are you guys doing here?
I'm out. You guys don't believe Jesus was born on that day, and then you still go to church on a Sunday?
Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, when I was going there, it was church all the time. So there's church on Tuesday, church on Thursday, church on Sunday.
Me too.
Monday, Tuesday, and then Monday there's an extra one just for Bible study where you go to someone's house and you study the Bible in a smaller group.
Okay.
So there's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then Wednesday, it's a break. Thursday, back to church. Sunday, and then the cycle repeats.
So Fridays were also off.
Taking a break from religion is wild.
From prayer.
From a function, from a church function, can we once call it that?
Hectic.
Yeah.
Tabza?
Barberton.
Yes, Barberton Christmas.
It's normal. It's the same stuff.
Mm.
Killing a goat.
Yeah.
Why did you say killing a goat?
With the mining
equipment. Yeah, but that
goat. So I said with the mining equipment.
And in a masaliva, I dynamite.
Boom. Come on, let me see this guy, bro.
It's already cooked.
Yeah. It's done. You just put your plate outside.
Yeah, medium rare. No, there's definitely.
They call the goats reindeers.
Hey, man.
Booze. But it's similar. It's the same vibe.
Same kind of traditions.
We didn't do gifts, but we'd get clothes.
Oh, Christmas clothes.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. I think it's still a big thing in Barberton. Like, on Christmas, we go to church first. Obviously, we come back. But then we roam this, an hour to roam the streets.
To show you new clothes.
New clothes
and do that whole thing.
Yeah.
And you come back, then it's family vibes from then on. Just chowing all the food.
Mm.
So, in Barberton, though, I don't know if you guys did it. There used to be a tradition. I don't know if they still do it now because they shoot people. But there used to be a tradition where you chill with your family, but after 6, when you're done like that, then we go to someone else's house.
Mm.
We go chow there.
Mm.
Then you go take people from there. You go somewhere, someone else's house, go chow from there. And you just keep chowing.
That's nice.
The whole time.
And it's an unspoken thing. It's just like you end up at someone's house.
Yeah. They'll give
you end
food.
Up visiting someone's house.
That was the culture, though.
Yeah.
And even the clothing culture, like...
Yeah.
We... we were, gifting kind of came later on, but the big tradition was Christmas clothes.
Mm.
And a lot of people would only get like a fresh set of clothes on Christmas.
Okay. Mm.
Hence the parading of clothes. And then you'd have lunch at home, but you and your friends would go to someone's house and then maybe eat dessert at this person's house. And then go to this one's house and have scones there. And that was, and you did all of that on foot.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
Roaming. Very communal. Didi?
So for me, most of my Christmases I always spend in Limpopo, right? But it changed now after my grandmother passed away in 2021. Because she was kind of the person that we all went to. Now it's more like we try to figure out where to go. We haven't really found a anchor for the family. Because my grandmother was that, like, there was no question that it's either we're going to Limpopo or going to my other grandmother in Alexander. So East Bank. So now we don't really, I can't say I have a tradition yet. Like, my mom does try to host us, or we do try to have like people, but pretty much back in the day it was nice because, like, you know, you're getting new clothes, all my family members, and especially because when we were in Limpopo, everybody's coming from everywhere and they're coming to one place and you're meeting cousins, people are drinking, you're dancing, everything. But me and our family, like, we're not really allowed to roam, especially far. So we'd, like, do everything in the household. So we'd always, like, play music. my grandfather was a big guys, you stay in the house. So we stayed in the house. Only now do I get to go to my other friend Puti's house and we chill there.
Puti?
Puti, yeah. Puti Sikotlo. So now, that's my friend in Limpopo. Puti Sikotlo. What?
Nothing.
What does Sikotlo mean? Isn't it a container?
Not a container. Sikotlo.
Sikotlo.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
No. In the dish.
Put it in the dish.
That's
how we love you.
She's my best friend in Limpopo.
Why? Stop it, man.
Put it in the scuttle.
So now, I hosted Christmas 3 years ago.
What was that like?
It was nice because everyone came to the house, but we also have a big yard. So, like, It was easy for people to
rich people.
No, cold pool though.
Cold. Nothing else. Doesn't matter.
That's only in the future. No point of reference.
Everyone's wondering what's going on.
They'll find out in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. All right, you must go to the future to go to the past.
Back to the future.
Yeah, that was nice. Like, it was nice to see all my family members coming together. Mm. Also, it was Selimo's first birthday, Christmas.
3 years ago.
Oh no. This was last year. Sorry, man. Mm. Yeah, that was Selimo's first
Christmas.
So it was nice to see people coming over. But the problem is the cleaning after.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
The worst
part. Once hosted a Friendsgiving and I didn't know what I was getting myself into because I invited like 10 people. Ha! I spent all day the next day cleaning one man because I also don't like cleaning with people because it just slows down the process. Dishes, chairs, the house, they cut. I don't like hosting. I don't think I'll ever host.
No, but those are some of my best memories. Just all the cousins laying on the floor there with the pillows of the couch stacked like that and everyone sleeping, watching TV, watching Christmas movies. I think my favorite movie is like when Home Alone came out. That was like the ultimate Christmas
movie. Because we never knew what that was like.
Yes. Oh, shame.
There was always someone there.
You can only wonder.
How is this
uncle? Always.
Always someone there.
A guardian of sorts.
Eating. In your life.
Yo!
Yes. Let's run short.
Yo!
Yo!
And that's why we enjoyed being on the pillows with all our cousins because you had to sleep with him.
Somebody new in the house.
Yes. Have you ever seen sleep?
Have you ever seen someone on your couch relaxing like you know they don't do at their own home's couches? Like someone with their feet on my couch.
Yes.
That's the things that kind of make me not like hosting.
hosting and people who stay more than they should, longer than they should. Now we were here for
opening
Christmas.
Opening the fridge at ungodly hours.
You know what was my worst? What was my worst one? When you sleep by someone's place, they're hosting there, and their fridge makes a noise. The whole night, you're like, how, guys, why didn't you fix this thing?
Bro, now, they're used to it.
And you're not greedy. It's just like you are being greedy, the children. You know, you're like, I know your manners. I know your parents. I know we were raised in the same type of household. Now, because you are here and you saw 4 sweets in the fridge, now the whole night you are just walking around here waiting for us to go sleep so you can devour it.
Yes, creeping in the night.
I used to be like that. Yeah. But I used to get beaten, you know, like… You know the thing of stealing food and,
sugar,
yeah. But like, when it happens to you, it's not nice, bro. Because you must buy that sugar.
One time I ate chicken from the pot, man. And now they tied the dog up here. So I ate the chicken and I throw the bones there. Then the dog eats the bones. No evidence. One day I didn't realize they moved the dog. So I stole the chicken, I threw the bones outside. And I come out, they're like, why are you chewing? And the auntie says, who ate the chicken? There's bones here. Bro, I got the biggest hiding of my life, bro. Stealing food out of the pot.
And you lied to yourself. You thought there'd be no evidence.
Yo. You did it too long and you got used to it.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's living
proof. You do too long.
I still steal like a chicken out of the
those
pot.
Those are bad habits.
Also, you can't eat out of the pot. It's gonna rain on your wedding day.
Is it?
That's the
Yeah.
So that's
but you've already had a wedding day. Did it rain?
That wasn't the real wedding.
No. Do you guys know how I got married?
No.
The first time.
Spin the bottle.
Bro, I got married in a…
Spin the bottle.
I got married like in an ANC t-shirt.
Shande, but also…
You were to wear
I'm
for
not
3
joking.
Weeks.
Dude, like I was ambushed. I had an ambush wedding.
Yeah, this marriage was doomed.
I came back.
Come on.
You're
getting married.
I came back from work, right? And it was a Saturday and I just see the pastor walk in, right? And he's like, all right, we're here. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, no. We're getting married. I got married in the lounge.
In your house?
Not, it wasn't my house at the time.
Oh.
It was your maid's parents.
Oh, no.
What did you do to her in order for you to be forced to get married?
No, because we were living in their house and they were like, none of us, you're going to get married here.
They probably heard you one night.
And then…
if you're going to do, you must do.
And then that's how it happened. And then, I signed, bro. I had to go withdraw the 80 rand to give to the pastor.
What?
They keep taking from you.
He said he's not going to do it for free. And I actually gave him an extra 200 the following weekend.
So what did you guys celebrate that second marriage?
He got married in
the lounge. We bought a bride pack.
Were your vows?
I was still in shock.
It's clear.
What were your vows?
There was no vows. The pastor just said, repeat after me.
Yo.
Hey, repeat after me.
Did you update your status after that?
No, I didn't have chance, bro.
What happened? It was all in a day.
Yeah, all in a day, bro. Afterwards, I slept still in shock.
And you woke up with your wife.
I was still in shock.
Did you sleep with your wife that night?
Yes.
They must.
Now it was legal.
Now you can do it without having to zip your
lavabo. That was my last thought before I slept. I said, hey,
might as well. You had a wedding in the lounge.
Yes.
Honeymoon in the kitchen.
Yes.
Same house.
Same house. Then it was over.
Damn.
That's how it happened.
Speaking about honeymoons and things, you said you didn't celebrate Christmas from 8 years up.
Yeah.
Now that you've like formed your own family, do you guys celebrate Christmas?
It's difficult. It's difficult for me because, you know, like I'm kind of like…
Didn't you buy a spit, bro?
What the hell?
How can it be difficult to celebrate with a speed
bride? I mean, emotionally, to be attached to Christmas again.
Okay.
Like, I think everyone, when you experience something your entire childhood, you kind of get attached to it. And it's kind of a part of your life. Every year, you'll celebrate Christmas. But for me, it's like I got detached to it. Like, New Year's doesn't mean that much to me. Christmas doesn't mean, although I try, I'll be there, but I don't feel it in my heart. Like, I'm like, oh, it's just another day. So that's how it feels.
But isn't it the older you get now? I don't know if it's everyone. The older you get, the more you stop feeling these things. Like, for me, a big one is New Year.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a time now where I used to believe that New Year, new me. I used to believe it. And when I was a kid, so my dad would make me write down things that I want to achieve, things that I want to get rid of. And I kind of still do this thing, right? So on New Year, I'd like burn it with like fireworks, like under 12 o'clock. So if I have a trait that I don't want to do anymore or anything, like I'm like getting like, and it's a page like this, all the things I want, all the things I don't want, then I tear it and I burn these ones like that. But that used to make me feel like, yo, this is the new me and I'm newly present or whatever. And over the years, I've kind of stopped celebrating New Year, like to the point at which like I've spent 2 New Years now, like one in the middle, like 2 years ago, then the last one I celebrated, and this one, where I did nothing, I slept. There was a New Year's where I slept at 9. And woke up 2 hours into the next year. So it just gets like less and less more exciting.
It does get less and less exciting the older you get. It's so crazy when you said that, bro. A lot of things, come to think of it, not just Christmas and New Year's. A lot of things, the older you get, just don't feel the same anymore. Like things that used to feel different. So you get excited about, or can't imagine missing the thing, or now all of a sudden you can sleep on New Year's
night
Eve, 3 hours before the counting down. It says a lot about adulthood, how far you've come. But the thing that I think, maybe you did it prematurely, because I think it's a great thing to do, not necessarily linked to the idea of New Year, New Me, but that thing of writing down, especially at the beginning of the year, because the beginning of the year is just a reset. You know, none of us actually know which day the world began. And is this really the first day of the year? We can't really, you know, because everyone has a different calendar. The Chinese have a different New Year's. Many religions or cultures across the world have their own version of New Year's. But I think for you, as a person who lives in whatever realm we're living in now, I think that is a great exercise.
It is.
For a reset. Mm-hmm. We all know 1st of Jan is our reset, all of us. It's where we kind of have to start going, okay, what do I want to achieve over the next 365 days? And who do I want to shed? Or what things do I want to shed? I like that thing, bruh, of even who do you want to shed? I like that thing of like writing down what you want and what you don't want and then burning the...
What you don't want.
What you don't want. I think that's a fire practice, bro.
Yeah.
Your dad was ahead of the game. He was a step.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Still alive, bro. They don't die.
The step ones. They're strong.
Mm. The real ones, yo.
Don't want you to get too much of your mother's estate.
Do you think?
But what would you?
No, but it's love, bro. Yeah. That's my dad. Bro.
Do you think it's
a wholesome day? Let's not have traumas.
Do you think truth ruins? Sorry. Do you think truth ruins fantasy?
Because you have a choke on your neck.
This is the nose.
Dog, like you took Christmas and you made it. Now it looks like we're at adult world.
This is a high.
You got a choke.
Yeah.
This looks like a scene from Pulp Fiction.
He does.
You guys have dirty minds. This is innocent.
This is how Didi's house is today.
Yo, wait.
Bring those Christmas balls.
Light them up.
You look like your safe word is truffle.
Truffle. Jimmy, no.
Truffle.
Do you think truth ruins fantasy?
Jingle balls.
Yes.
Like all these things were nice because you believed in Santa Claus and you believed in whatnot. But as an adult, you know, I have to make things happen. They don't just happen on their own.
I think what
kills the fantasy. Because I think as adults, we can play into fantasies very well, you know? Mm. And with better budgets and better planning. And like, I know I could probably pull off a better looking Christmas than I ever had as a child. But as an adult and where I am right now, I'm also just like, the effort it takes, amount of timing, planning, whatnot. And sometimes you do it for people who don't appreciate your effort. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now you have all these people and you're like, I've done all of these people don't care. Mm. They come, they dirty your house. Mm. They drink your alcohol. They break your glasses. They fight with each other because they're drunk now. Now they're drunk. Now they're fighting. Now
they're fighting you.
In your house.
Dog.
You're like, how? Why are you fighting
Dog. Me? Your security is coming there. Hey, please, can you keep it down? Bro, sometimes families that haven't healed whatever they're going through, because Christmas is one of those days where we set our differences aside and we all gather. My man, depending on how much alcohol you have, and a lot of us have a lot of alcohol in our houses. The moment your family gets in there, my man.
It's late.
People are crying.
Remember when I was 14?
You know,
you didn't give me your scarf.
There's this thing where every year.
We talk about who's not there.
Yeah, every year they do this thing on social media where they do like a timeline of what Christmas looks like. So in the morning, people are happy. Then at lunch, they eat. Then at 4, they have dessert. Then at 6. They were all praising each other at lunch. At 6, someone is accusing someone of killing the grand. Mm. Someone is bringing up old traumas and saying, when ublayla magriza, when ublayla magriza, and I'm not over it.
Do you know your uncle? He's not your father.
You get me? Now things are happening. It's a weird
lives
time.
Down the street.
It's a weird time, but I also think it's...
I bought him a cigarette yesterday.
I also think it's just like an expectation, which is weird to say. You kind of expect the dip in the Christmas spirit. We all start up high and happy and grateful and thanking God. And then it's back into the slump. And then we remember, hey, it's December. And then we go back up. And then it's like this roller coaster that you kind of expect and your body goes through the motions of it. I've seen my family go through it. It's just like, yo.
There's a friend of mine, her and her family discovered this a few years ago. They realized, because they were the family where everyone comes together, you know?
Mm.
Guys, Christmas Day budget is real.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
like you can spend 20, 30 grand on that one day, just on groceries, alcohol, gifts for other people who you didn't think were going to come. Oh, Spun's coming with their kids. Yo, did we get them anything? Oh, let's quickly go to Toys R Us. Now you must buy kids that you didn't expect to come because now it's going to be weird if they're opening gifts in front of other kids.
Yeah.
I've seen kids burst out crying at these things. It's horrible. So
your father doesn't work.
Here's why.
Firepower, yo-yo.
Firepower, yo-yo.
We're gonna have two Christmas.
I've got you.
Bro, do you think there's families that do that? It's like, I'm not. Because I think you get to a certain level where you're so frustrated, say, maybe with that parent. And like every single time you're like, and then you just give up, you're like, I'm not gonna spoil Christmas for my children. I'm gonna let there be, I will wrap a spray bottle for your child. Yeah. Let my child get toys.
Look, so this is what my friend's family did. So for them, they decided they're going to come Christmas, they're going to go away.
That's smart.
So they realized that the same amount of money they spend on Christmas Day, they can book themselves a trip to, Mpumalanga, Cape Town. What's in Tanzania again that everyone likes to go to?
Zanzibar.
You know, like a... all-inclusive, seven-day stay, what. And you know holidays like that, they inclusive on Christmas.
And you don't spend.
You don't spend. It's only for
itinerary.
Mm. Yeah. So we can rather take that 20, 30 grand. A whole family flies out. We go to Zanzibar for 4 or 5 days and we enjoy Christmas just us. Because I think, Sean, what happens in those situations, families will rather do their gift openings by themselves at their houses and then meet
somewhere
the larger family
somewhere else.
Once the gifts have, because then to do the gifting in front of everyone, that's a mess.
It's painful, that one.
Yes.
That one is painful. They buy you. You know, I've been to like family members where they use a frisbee as a plate.
Titi Marley.
Because I didn't count the extra people. Yes.
Right? Now it's like, yes, no, they found us playing with the frisbee. They're like, hey, look at the plate.
Is it frisbee, mama?
But here's this. There's the truth about. Here's the truth about this time, bro. We're all at our places of family gatherings. Whether you have a lot of money or whether you don't have a lot of money. Here's what's the real thing about Christmas, and that's the thing I think I miss the most. The authentic feeling of being connected with the people around you.
Yes.
That's the most important thing, bro. Like, we've had experiences where people have paid, even together, we've had experiences where people have paid lots and lots of money and it wasn't great. We've had experiences where nobody has paid anything. We're just chilling and it has been one of the best experiences ever. You felt connected. You felt alive. And I think that right now we're speaking to a lot of families that are in those situations, watching at home with their loved ones and stuff like that. The most important thing, whether you have gifts, when you don't have, create an environment where every single family member or the people around you, or loved ones at least, feel the connectivity that a family is supposed to have in a positive way.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Cheese gang.
Yo.
Thank you for getting it off your chest.
Amazing. Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest. You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
What the
fuck? Yeah, boy!
Greetings, PNC. Greetings to everyone in studio. Please don't mind my voice. Mokidlan, thank you, Maria. Lerato here, all the way from China. And I just want to say I am the biggest cheese baby. I just have one request. Please, Kyalukupang. I heard you guys talking about you guys going to Bloemfontein for a show. Kikupela request around January, February. That's when I'm home. Or maybe Boma, July, August, guys. Like, I love you guys down. And I need to be there at the show because you guys have kept me going here in this foreign land for like the longest of time. Mpo, ono oliku Lemo Mall, and Lemo Mall is literally three houses away from Kuhai. And I was not there to see you. So my only request is that whenever you guys decide to go to Bloem, give it there. Thanks, bye.
Yo, so we will We'll make sure that it's a February or
August of wind. My way.
Can someone make a note?
Yeah, please make. Could our current tour manager make a noise?
Because you've made a noise in there.
What happened? Yeah, man.
Whoever's here, make a note.
But she's baby. Thank you for watching us all the way in China.
Yes. Love you down, boots,
We love you down, down. Shandre, why didn't you go visit our cheese baby?
She didn't say.
Oh, woman.
I would have visited.
Maybe next day you'll go back.
I was looking for a place to stay.
Wabon. My new behavior.
Knowing you, you might have left the cheese baby. That's
it.
Shandre's family dinner.
I would never.
He's a fertile guy. You have the most humans here.
Yeah, you do, though.
Under your belt.
Thank you.
People would swear murmur is in Limpopo.
This is the sign language for murmur.
Where
are you from?
Where I moved.
But yeah, cheese baby. I think Bloem might actually be around July, August. So we will make it a point that we are there.
Planning for next year, July. Mm-hmm. unokuresta kancane.
All right, next voice note.
Hi guys. Hi to everyone.
Hi for you.
Abudi Mpo.
And
Tsitsi, even though we're the same age. This guy. The guys at the back. And hi, Fi Fi. Look, guys, we have to stick to protocol because Zubenati said it can't be longer than 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Good.
Yeah, Zubenati. But anywho, so guys, simple. I know the solution. You know, maybe it helps just getting it off your chest. So last 2021, cousin wanted assistance with something. I assisted with him early this year. Police came, found out that thing that he needed assistance with was illegal.
Oh.
And yeah, meant I lost my job because I'm in the finance industry. Oh. And if you have a fraud, obviously that's shy for your entire career. Unless, of course, the case can be won. But essentially, that means that I'm currently unemployed. I've been going through the most. I've started looking at ways of starting my own business. It's a bit tough, especially when you don't have an ID, because I'm currently out on bail. But yeah, man, it's been a thing and a half. Obviously can't give you my my name and surname. You saw the Matlanga Commission. Hey, yeah. Just in case the states decide to use this.
Yeah.
Okay, shucks, I've gone over. But yeah, that's actually what I wanted to get off my chest.
Damn.
He's part of this whole
that
look. Who's the boy at the back?
That is a lot.
I'm joking. Yo, but yeah,
but this is rough. This one.
Yeah, like, that's so a lot.
That he helped his cousin.
Yeah,
with
his cousin something.
And then that something was actually illegal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now he went to jail, so he's out on bail. Has no job. Tried to start
no
a
ID.
Business. No ID. Can't get a job. You know,
record. In finance.
That is crazy.
But it's still
but you know, it's funny. Now, I know someone very close to me, the jail part, but lost their job because of helping somebody.
Mm.
And I also know someone else that helped somebody and they also under inquiry to go to jail.
This is terrible, man.
There's plenty of those things. I did a story once where someone... basically, what happened is they just asked, hey, Titi, do you have an account? Capitec account. Okay, cool. Do you mind if we transfer money and just
give it to me?
Give it to me.
Money laundering.
And then that guy was like, I think it was like a 18, 19 year old, didn't know any better. And then they sent UIF money. It was fraudulent activity. They sent UIF money straight into his account. And then they withdrew it and then gave him a 50 rand. Off of something like 1.something million that they put in his account. And then they gave him a 50 rand. He still says, hey, I just bought cigarettes. That's literally what he says in his statement. I don't know, I just bought cigarettes. Do you want that 50 rand back? And then like, no, bro, you are involved in a crime. So it's a very, very serious matter.
It's always the little guys that go to jail, bro. It's always the ones. It's so crazy. The ones who are on camera admitting to the crimes, they don't go to jail. The one who was the account holder for 30 minutes while the money was being transferred.
Incriminated.
Full sentence. Incriminated. No, what?
They're just trying to get you out the way. And actually, what happens is, because most judges, they are the ones making these decisions. So, like, it just, and they can must say what they want to. It's a biased decision because you are being biased when you say, I want to teach everyone like you a lesson.
Mm.
So, I'm going to give you
why
the full
teach,
might
why
of
don't
the world.
You teach the big guy.
Yes.
The big guy is in your pocket. Mm.
They're biased.
They
a lot of these judges are biased.
Do you think we have fair judges?
No.
No.
You can't have a fair human.
I think most of our judges are bought.
And you can't have a fair human, bro. You can't have a fair human. There's no such thing as a human being that's fair.
Mm.
Because they'll always make decisions based on their personal experience.
True.
And it's not just South Africa, by the way. I think a lot of judges across the world, in places where people have like really big influence.
Mm.
Like Diddy's judges.
Yeah. Even the jurors on there were like...
Dog, did you see Diddy's legal team?
The super...
It was like
Avengers.
The Avengers of law.
Like, he got all the greatest lawyers in the country all to be in one team versus the two lawyers.
To make one argument.
Yes.
Make one argument, yes.
That's why he got the sentence that he got. Because he gave them something, but he didn't give them
too much.
Too much.
And he's right next to the guy who's going to kill him.
Yo. Yo.
Do it again.
Go get the divorce during a period where there's like activations happening. The judge will tell you in your face, you shut up. I don't believe anything you're saying. Like, yo, but you're supposed to mediate here. You're supposed to take both stories and then give a judgment on what you think is the most fair example. But they'll tell you in your face. But you can't expect someone to abide the law while practicing law in a container. Yes. It's hard.
Yes.
So what do we...
But in all fairness, you came to court in an ANC shirt.
No. That works. That works. Once we were applying for... that it works, bro. The political affiliation. Once we were going to, during COVID, we were going to Kaver and we had to go to court to apply for a permit to cross provinces. And my hair was blonde. Yeah. And they asked me why my hair is blonde. And I said, no, it's because I support the ANC. And then they let me go.
What the heck?
And I was going for like not a serious thing. It was not like a serious thing. And they let me go. And then they asked me, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a comedian. It's not an essential work. But I was going with somebody who's doing like something official. They let us cross, bro. And guess what? The night we crossed, that was the night they took away all
The restrictions.
But it worked because for my reasoning to be in that car was not justified.
Mm. But hey, this cheese baby is going through things.
It's my brother. I don't know what advice we can give.
Yeah, this one we can just listen.
Right now, man. Because we don't know how long till you get your ID back.
Mm. Yes, so being on bail, he'll only get his ID back when he wins the case or after his jail sentence.
Oh.
That's the only... Or probation. He can probably... If he's a first offender.
Am I going to go to jail?
No.
Nobody already said he knows what to do. He's just getting it off his chest.
Oh, he just wanted to tell us what was going on, that he's feeling heavy. I hope it gets better.
Hugs,
I hope
man.
It gets better, my dog. Sometimes this is how we learn lessons.
Very hard.
It sucks, bro. It sucks. And you know what? I think, you know, when people always tell you their story, they're always like, I got involved with someone I shouldn't have. I think we knowingly do things, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Especially when something doesn't feel right. When someone starts with the, hey, I'm going to deposit this, you kind of have to be like, okay, dog, just
what is
careful
it?
With me. What is this? So you must give me a choice in the matter.
Yep.
Otherwise, you are barking. You are throwing me under the bus.
Yeah.
So I think he knew what he was getting himself into.
These are just the repercussions.
These are just the repercussions. And eish, hide in my dog.
I don't know.
Kutaluka, my dogs.
Do we have any more voice notes, Maestro? Are we done? Oh, that was amazing. Guys.
I knew. You know someone, you know the people that work at the VBS, ne? And then the guys who stack the ATM. Right before we go, the guy who stacks the ATM there, my friend got arrested for basically that dude stole the money before he put it in the ATM there, and he put newspapers in there, and then like when people withdrew money, like Daily Sun was coming out.
Oh my gosh!
So he gave a stack of that money to a friend of mine, and that friend is, I think, he's still serving his 6 years now, or just. He wasn't even involved in the crime. That guy stole the money from the ATM, went to work, clocked out, came out. He was not even on service. And he just said, yes, for always giving me a quai. Gave him a stack of money. That bro is in jail.
He's an accomplice.
I mean...
Yeah, bro. It's like those guys that go in...
Prove it wrong.
After they do the ATM... Not ATM, the cash in transit bombing.
Yeah.
You know the niggas at the hood where they come and they come take what's left?
They arrest you.
You are stealing.
Yeah, because it's state property.
Just because you're not the one that blew it up and organized the thing,
you are
still coming there.
There's a chicken, like those coke and chicken, like those
trucks.
Those trucks that fall over.
Yeah.
If they had the capacity to, they should arrest all of you.
Because
It's stealing.
Because they can catch, because it goes back to the thing of like, but everyone was doing it.
Mm.
Right? If a truck full of beer falls over and you are there taking a crate and the cop
finds you.
you are going to jail. You can't say, but everyone.
What about the rest of us? That vape guy that told us about his story there in high school.
Oh, that guy. You remember that guy that was going to court because he took some Woolworth stuff.
Yes, the TV guy.
Yeah,
he worked at Woolworths, and they caught him during the looting, trying to put a plasma in his Mercedes Benz
and a tray of groceries.
And a tray of groceries.
He didn't even take plastics. He took the tray.
Bro, I think they charged that guy.
They did.
The guy who ate the cake. Nobody when they were looting.
What?
He died of diabetes, that guy.
Oh, and he's a Kaiser Chief supporter.
That guy died of diabetes. He died of diabetes.
He died.
That's hilarious.
So he killed him. Suicide.
So Chief Beef is leading Ijang Abu Hutsi today.
How many cakes did he take? He killed himself. That's a suicide.
I think he was always a cake thief.
Wow.
I think that was the last cake.
The last life that we took him out.
So he did it.
Is that the
moral of the story? Kuku itla ubula.
And on that note, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to get a little downhill from here.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, cheese babies.
Yes, guys, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, cheese babies. Enjoy whatever today is, or tomorrow rather, with your families. Make the most of it, man. Most of you guys don't get to see each other often.
Mm-hmm.
Make the most of it. And remember, it's about building core memories for your kids. So if you're not doing it for each other and keeping your family memories
do
and whatnot alive,
kids.
Do it for the kids, man. Gather. Put up with each other. Don't drink too much.
Yeah.
And yeah, when it's all said and done, so hlangana kushimza.
It's all love.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.